Remaining physically relaxed, we shall begin the second part of the exercises, which I shall call Chakra Workout. This workout is designed to help you balance each chakra within your subtle anatomy, and you do this by simply using your mind, your thoughts. As explained on side A of this tape, you are going to be dealing with the seven main chakras within the subtle anatomy of a human being. Each chakra is the link between your inner and outer world, thoughts and feelings showing themselves as colour in each chakra. Now I liken these chakras to appliances. Divine energy is everywhere, and when we are talking of humans and our attitudes towards life, we think of the chakras. When divine energy flows in a perfectly balanced, harmonious way through the base chakra, for example, we have a positive attitude towards life, helping us to feel secure, to be healthy, to have courage, and to be well grounded. When that same energy runs through the sacral plexus chakra in a balanced way, we are able to give and take emotionally. We are balanced within our passionate and sexual love. We are able to change easily and assimilate new ideas. And likewise, when this same energy flows through the solar plexus chakra, then we radiate with warmth and have lots of energy, lots of humour and laughter. An analogy that may help you to understand how divine energy flowing through the chakras really works is to think of electricity. Electricity is an energy that can be used for many things. The appliance the electricity passes through determines what we get. For example, when electricity passes through a light bulb, we have electric light. When it passes through a motor, we have power. Through an oven, and we have heat. And so I liken this to divine energy flowing through the chakras. Each chakra has a specific purpose, a specific attitude toward life. So let's begin this workout. We start by being physically relaxed to release all the tension from the body so that all the levels within our subtle anatomy can flow into each other with the least resistance. I want you to close your eyes and to travel down your body with your consciousness, your awareness, your thinking, in other words, until you find yourself at the base of the spine where the first chakra is located. This chakra is cone-shaped, with the circumference of the cone just outside of the body, between your legs, and the pointed end of the cone flows into the coccyx. Remember, it is energy. And within this and each chakra is contained all the colours of the other chakras. Each chakra, however, has its own predominant colour. The predominant colour of the base chakra should be red. And so with your mind now, just think red. Just tell your brain that you are linking with your base chakra and it's a beautiful red colour. Vibrant red, the correct shade and rhythm for you, vibrating at the correct frequency for you. Just concentrate now on this beautiful red colour. By concentrating in this fashion, you build up power and you give energy to this chakra so that it can vibrate faster and thus enhance your positive qualities. The energy which flows through this chakra gives vitality to the physical body, helps us to be more grounded, fight for survival, have feelings of security and stability, and it also helps us to gain mastery over the physical body. If this chakra does not vibrate fast enough, it can become blocked. And by this, I simply mean it is not energized enough to make it a lovely, vibrant red. The vibration slows down because there is not enough unrestricted energy flowing through it, and we may then present negative attitudes in our physical life. Negative attitudes of greed, self-centeredness, anger, and violence. So think red, vibrant red. Hold that color around the base of your spine. Hold it, hold it. Keep your consciousness around the base of the spine and think red, vibrant red. Hold it, hold it. Hold that color in your mind, your awareness at the base of the spine. Good, good.